Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. May the meditation of our hearts and the words of our mouth be acceptable in your sight. And may we learn to be more like Jesus as we delve into your word and learn the beautiful truths in your love letter to us. Good morning, saints. Our reading this morning, Matthew 7, verse 28 and 29, Amplified Version. When Jesus had finished these sayings, that's the Sermon on the Mount, the crowds were astonished and overwhelmed with bewildered wonder at his teaching. For he was teaching as one who had and was authority, and not as the scribes. The Sermon on the Mount has come to an end. Jesus has been teaching the people a lot of truths, and we need to learn all of those truths from Jesus. And at the end of it all, the people realize that Jesus isn't just giving his opinion about what the scriptures might or might not be saying or might not be meaning. What he's giving them is the truth, and with authority. He knows what he's talking about because he communicated with his Father so much. He was in constant communication with his Father. He had early morning prayer times, nighttime prayer times, when he would go to the mountains and be alone with himself and his Father, just communicating and feeding his spirit. Remember, he was fully human at that stage. Yes, he was also fully God, but he was fully reliant on the Father. He even said so himself. He said, without the Father, I can do nothing. That's John 5:19-20. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Among all the Bible commentaries and learned teachers we have in today's world, there is none that is as learned and authoritative as Jesus himself. And so when you want to discover the truth about God's word, go to the red letters, the letters written in red, which show the words that Jesus himself spoke, and that will give you the final answer to many debates and teachings that can be misunderstood, or people that have strange ideas and come up with funny teachings. Whatever you hear, no matter who it's from, always compare it with what the word says. 2 Timothy 3 verse 14 to 17 says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Hebrews 8 verse 10 to 11. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor and none his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. When he speaks of the house of Israel, he's actually meaning every born-again believer, because elsewhere in Hebrews it speaks of Abraham being the father of faith, and we live by faith. So whatever applies to the new covenant there applies to each and every one of us born-again believers. So we need to learn from the best, learn from the Holy Spirit, from Jesus, from the Father, through the Word, through the revelation, knowledge, studying the Word and getting to know our heavenly family. As we grow to be more like Him, we mature in our faith, and we are not doing this to get a hand clap from people. We are doing this to glorify God. We are doing this to further the kingdom of God. We are doing this to reach out to the lost and hurting in this world so that they can experience God's love via our lives. We are sometimes the only Bible they will read. And therefore we need to shine our lights, be the moon reflecting the sun's light. We don't have to have our own fuel supply. The moon just exists and it just reflects the light of the sun. The sun is the one with all the fuel and the helium and all those gases that produce the light and the heat that we experience on planet Earth as sunlight. And so God is the one that produces all the grace, the mercy, the love that we need on planet Earth. And He's the one that we reflect. And that is how we can reach out to the lost and hurting in this world and spread God's beautiful love and grace around to all of those that need it. And they do need His love more than they need the air that they breathe. And so let's shine our lights and let grace abound around us. In Jesus' name.